From a very long time ago, by Pretorius, lo how arose ere blooming the Harvard Glee Club here on KPR. We're going to pretend that that was lo how a tulip ere blooming. You know, I saw some tulips peeking out of the ground because of the really warm weather. Good morning, everyone. I'm Destiny. We have a nice sunny day ahead of us again today. Not quite as warm as yesterday, but still great. And I've got some sunshiny music. A Mozart divertimento that we haven't listened to in a while is coming up at around 9:35. And right now, Haydn symphonies, they're always sunny. And we're also going to hear from Haydn's most famous pupil this hour. It's a good morning of the classics, shall we say. So let's get started. Haydn, Symphony number 99. I've got a recording of Antal Doráty with the Hungarian Philharmonic. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. Haydn Symphony number 99 here on Kansas Public Radio, Antal Doráty and the Hungarian Philharmonic. Composed in 1793, that is the first of his second set of London symphonies. We will be hearing from his most famous pupil, something to do with eggs, kind of. there goes my bad humor. In about 10 minutes, I would love to tell you about our community spotlight this month. It is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope, serving Lawrence and the surrounding areas, providing financial and emotional support to families that are navigating a pediatric cancer diagnosis. Details at babyjslegacy.org. And support for classical music here on KPR comes from the Te Deum Choir, presenting Forbidden Music of Solomon Rossi, February 21st at Visitation Parish and 22nd at Grace Cathedral in Topeka. Tickets and details at te-dam.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. It's 43 and sunny. Hooray! More sunny music, actually, a divertimento by Mozart. This, like a symphony, is also in four movements. And you know, for you music buffs out there, I just realized that the symphony we listened to was in the key of E-flat, the Haydn, and now this is in the key of E-flat. So you're getting a double dose of that key this morning. I don't know what that means, but it's good for you. This is Sean Dorvaeg with the Mozarteum Camerata. Mozart's Divertimento, right now, K113 on Kansas Public Radio. Mozart Divertimento here on KPR, Sean Dorvaeg and the Mozarteum Camerata. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour. We are up to 44 degrees. Indeed, we are. And, you know, normally one opens programs with an overture, but I thought I would end this hour before going into the next with an overture from Haydn's most famous pupil, Beethoven. And if you listened to Morning Edition and the promo, I teased something about eggs. Well, I actually do have an ode to some kind of eggs next hour, but Egmont, which has nothing to do with eggs, is the overture that we're going to listen to right now because I think that's funny. You know, if you would like to continue hearing my really amazing humor, one thing you can do is go to kansaspublicradio.org and become a sustainer. Indeed, your $10 or $15 a month might seem small, but, you know, it all adds up when several of you help out, which you do, and we appreciate it. So thank you. It takes just a couple of minutes to sign up at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you. All right, now for the music. Beethoven's Egmont Overture. I've got Carlo Maria Giulini with La Scala Philharmonic. Now on KPR. Beethoven's Egmont Overture here on Kansas Public Radio. Always a good one. Carlo Maria Giulini and La Scala Philharmonic. Next hour, an ode to cloudy eggs. What on earth is that? Guess you'll have to keep listening to find out.
17-year-old Tallulah Prew is Olympic dreams compared to reality on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays on KPR, starting at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Te Deum Choir, presenting Forbidden Music of Solomon Rossi, February 21st at Visitation Parish and 22nd at Grace Cathedral in Topeka. Tickets and details at te-deum.org and the Lead Center welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles, Tuesday, February 17th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The news is up next. It's 10:01 and 45 degrees here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Top officials from three immigration agencies are testifying before a House committee today. Lawmakers are examining the Trump administration's immigration operations. This follows the killings of two Minneapolis protesters by federal immigration agents last month. Todd Lyons is the acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He insisted ICE will continue to carry out President Trump's directives.
Well, let me send a message to anyone who thinks they can intimidate us. You will fail. Despite these perils, our officers continue to execute their mission with unwavering resolve. And we are only getting started.
Funding for the Department of Homeland Security will run out at the end of this week unless Congress passes a spending bill. Democrats are first demanding changes in the agency's operations. A group of bipartisan lawmakers were given access yesterday to unredacted files of the investigation into late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. But Congressman Thomas Massie and Ro Khanna say some of the information was still redacted, including the names of six men. They're demanding that the Justice Department publish these. The congressmen allege the men were involved in Epstein's actions. Today's show host Savannah Guthrie has released another online message. NPR's Bill Chappell reports she is asking for help in finding her mother.
Nancy Guthrie's family last saw her on January 31st in Tucson. Law enforcement says she was unwillingly taken from her home. Savannah Guthrie has posted a new video asking for assistance to find her mother.
We are at an hour of desperation, and we need your help.
Guthrie pleaded for anyone who might know something about where her mother is to contact police. Local media have received ransom notes related to Nancy Guthrie, but the FBI says it isn't aware of any, quote, continued communication between the Guthrie family and suspected kidnappers. Bill Chappell, NPR News.
The government of Indonesia says it is preparing to send troops to Gaza. This is part of the U.S.-brokered ceasefire agreement. NPR's Daniel Estrin has more from Tel Aviv.
Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim country, is the first to announce it's training thousands of soldiers for potential deployment to Gaza. The U.S. is trying to stand up an international stabilization force in Gaza, but it's still unclear what the force's mandate would be. President Trump's Board of Peace is meeting next week in Washington to raise funds for Gaza reconstruction. Israel says it opposes reconstruction until Hamas is disarmed. Meanwhile, attacks continue in Gaza. Health officials there say several Palestinians were killed by Israeli fire. The Israeli military says it struck Hamas militants after armed Palestinians emerged from a tunnel and shot at soldiers. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up more than 200 points. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at hewlett.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. Emil Waldteufel's Dance in the Clouds, a little waltz there, because my head is in the clouds here on Kansas Public Radio, Alfred Walter and the Czechoslovakian State Philharmonic Orchestra. Good morning. Thankfully, it is sunny, not a cloud out the window that I'm looking. That's nice. I've got some epic music. Mendelssohn Piano Trio, number two. Many of you know the number one. This is number two, which I actually like most, I should say, although they're both great. That's coming up at around 10:17 to be exact. But right now, this Ode to Cloudy Eggs. Speaking of clouds and speaking of the Egmont Overture, what on earth is this? Well, it's quite short. You'll just have to listen and then let me know what you think here on KPR. There it was, your Ode to Cloudy Eggs. Sounds kind of sad. I guess cloudy eggs are sad here on KPR. You know, just a little fun thing to mix it up. Donald Bender there on oboe, the composer, Anton Kuskin on flute, and Gary Kessler on guitar. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City, and I'm hungry. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Au Marché, the European market located in downtown Lawrence, featuring European and local Valentine's Day treats, including chocolates from Wichita's Coco Dolce and Kansas City's Christopher Elbow. And Cromwell Solar, since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. I wonder if Au Marché makes eggs. I've never been there. I know, I need to get all to these local Lawrence places. They sound so fun. All right, Mendelssohn's Piano Trio, the second one. It's right now on KPR. Let's see if you can guess who's playing. I'll tell you afterwards. It's somebody that I'll be having in an interview soon. Enjoy. Wow, that applause goes on for another 20 seconds. I guess they liked it. Mendelssohn's Piano Trio number 2 here on Kansas Public Radio. Angelique on piano and the Capucin brothers, violin and cello. I actually will be interviewing Gautier one of these soon days. I can't wait for you to hear from him about his new album. It'll be really fun. I've got something from Joseph Strauss coming up about the birds, because the birds seem to enjoy this warm weather. Here on Kansas Public Radio, we are in the upper 40s, and support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org. And the Dole Institute of Politics. Former Kansas State Senator Jeff King and journalist Mark McCormick host What Does It Mean to Be United? February 11th at 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. All right, Village Swallows, in honor of the birdies singing with the sunshine. Joseph Strauss. It's right now on KPR with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. They liked that one, too. Here on KPR, Joseph Strauss, his Village Swallows with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. No birds were harmed during that. Does anyone know what the bird sounds come from? Well, the bird sounds are produced by an orchestral bird whistle. also known as a water whistle. It's about the same price as a harmonica if you want to go and get yourself one. Oh, fun, little fun facts indeed. Let's see. Next hour, what do I have? Ooh, Italian. I do have some Italian style music and Elgar's Enigma variations. It's going to be another fun hour of music. I appreciate you being here with me this hour. We are at 48 degrees and the sun is shining. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Hey, it's Daryl Brogdon. Did you know KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year? Turning 30 means worse hangovers and visible wrinkles, but it also means a party weekend here in Lawrence, Kansas, on February 27th and 28th. We've got concerts, cocktail parties, and more, and you're invited to join us. Check out the calendar of events and get your tickets now at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com. It is 11, almost 11:01, and we are hopefully getting into the 50s. It's a little windy out there. Driving in on 10, I almost blew away like the Wizard of Oz. NPR News up next, and then more music. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here.
NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst.
Support for NPR comes from Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Schubert's Overture in the Italian Style here on KPR, where we are styling Herbert Blumstedt and the San Francisco Symphony. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. I've got a little more Italian at the end of the hour. Something from Busoni, indeed. Something for the piano. Should be quite interesting. Want to hear a really strange coincidence? I programmed Elgar's Enigma Variations for you today, for right now, and I was just doing a little research on it, and it turns out that in 1898, on this very day, Elgar completed the composition. Ooh, I have telepathy with the composers. So, that was a long time ago. It is one of his best, I think, and a lot of other people think so too. It's variations on an original theme, a lot of, shall we say, light and dark. That's too simple of a description, but the music is quite beautiful. I have a recording of Bernard Haitink and the London Philharmonic Orchestra. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. Pretty epic indeed here on KPR, Elgar's Enigma Variations, Bernard Haitink and the London Philharmonic Orchestra. It's always fun to get that applause in there. It's a live performance. Going to concerts is important, folks. I love that you listen to the radio. I think that's great. You should also go to live concerts because there is nothing more magical than that. Of course, other than this radio show. This is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. I am Destiny. Glad you are here with me this morning. Jeff Watson is in with music this afternoon. Right now, we are going to listen to All Italiana by Busoni. Garrick Olson is on the piano, and he is playing with the Cleveland Orchestra, conducted by Christoph von Dugnani. It is right now for you on KPR. Now it's over. That was epic. I don't even know what to say here on KPR. Busoni's Piano Concerto, the fourth movement, Garrick Olson on piano. Ooh, okay, I think I'm just going to thank one of our sponsors. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Maselli's, hosting Carswell and Hope's fifth annual Valentine's Day dinner and dance party at Artera. Saturday, full service dinner, champagne toast, and love songs. Tickets at carswellandhope.com. Yeah, that was epic. I need to listen to the entire concerto. Whew, this is KPR.
For the new year, Morning Edition has new questions.
Are you dressed well for this interview?
This is radio, Steve. I don't have to answer.
Okay, it's fine.
New interviews.
Tony Braxton, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, sis. It's so good.
And must-hear stories.
Apparently the farm had heard that cows like jazz music.
Join us for something new every weekday morning on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information is at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. And the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting the Music of Love, featuring music for Valentine's weekend as well as dinner and wine pairings. Friday, February 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Kemper Museum. More at kcchamberorchestra.org. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here. This is KPR.